XFM 104.9. Dandy Warhol's Bohemian Like You. It's the Ricky Gervais Show.
With Steve Merchant.
Yeah, exactly. And Carl. Who's Carlson. Turned our microphones on?
We
can't believe it.
Good to see you, Carl. Good to see you, Ricky.
Cheers, cheers. Now, in a fun-filled and music-filled show, we've got music and fun.
Yes, looking forward to that.
2 hours, solid 2 hours. There's no gaps.
There's nothing.
There'll
There's
be no dead air.
There will be adverts sometimes.
There'll be adverts, yeah. But I mean, you know, that's what pays our wages, isn't it? Really,
certainly, certainly.
And some of the adverts I think are quite amusing.
Yes, no, like the ones that you're on.
Yeah. We've got our hip hop challenge. We've got song for the lover, song for the ladies. Yep. We've got a film review. So
magnificent. Just, had any calls about that, Rick? Any maybe Channel 5 or someone onto you?
No, they haven't. No,
that's
no.
strange. That's weird.
No, but it's. I think it's a bit of a head of its time because it's very unique.
Sure,
it's
sure.
Not like other film, yeah. Is it? It's sort of like yeah, it's a yeah. bit. A bit out there. Yeah, anything well, caught your eye this
well,
week, Steve?
Rick, I know that both you and I are kind of obsessed with these people who believe in, you know, people who can predict the future or yeah. have got contact with the dead or whatever.
Yeah.
And I know Mystic Meg's a bit of a nonsense, but people do take her seriously. On the cover of The Sun today, Mystic Meg won me £15 million.
Wow.
Right, you're thinking, that's a pretty amazing claim. I know that Carl believes in Mystic Meg and all that sort of rubbish, you know. You're thinking, wow, here at last is proof. That she has got powers. And you wondered yourself, well, maybe she predicted the numbers specifically, you know, that would be a hell of a...
just to him.
Yeah, which is incredible, which is absolutely yeah. incredible. And so there's this guy, Lottery Mad Tom Naylor, he's a lorry driver, right, he won £15 million.
Yeah.
He says, I always read my horoscope in The Sun and follow the advice. Basically, what Meg said was, keep a lottery ticket in a yellow mug to add luck. So you're thinking, right, okay, so he's kept his ticket in a yellow mug, that's still pretty extraordinary.
Yeah.
Hmm. I didn't have a yellow mug, says Tom, so I put the pages of my map book, so I put the ticket in the pages of my map book, which is yellow.
Right. He's used the yellow. No, he's used the
yeah,
yellow.
Yeah, no, see, I don't know much about how Mystic Meg works. I'm assuming maybe there's some kind of pseudoscience that she applies.
Yeah.
I think if she'd said put it near anything yellow, fine.
Yeah.
She said put it in a yellow mug. That's pretty specific.
Yeah.
From that, he's thought, well, I'll ignore Meg's advice. I always do what she says. If she says put it in a yellow mug,
she's had two sort of like, you know, points of reference there. Mm. The descriptive, the yellowness of the object
yeah.
and the object itself. The
sure.
noun should be a mug.
Yeah.
What's missing in the yellow book is the mugness.
The mugness. It's one of the
intrinsic
elements.
It's got lots of bookness, but yeah. it wasn't the bookness that gave him the 15
exactly.
million.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
I reckon Mystic Meg won me £7.5 million.
Right.
Would have been a more right. accurate.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. What, Carl, do you think that that's pretty spooky? And weird unnatural stuff.
So I'm just a bit livid today. I wasn't really listening to what you were saying.
Not paying attention.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Do you want to notify us before
yeah.
you know we
sorry,
ask you
are,
questions?
You are giving to us. That's, go on.
What, no, would have just been nice if you would have like warned me you were going to ask me about it. I'm just a bit right. livid.
Go
I'm
on.
Just,
what about?
Just
have I done something?
Talk about? No, not you two. Just a bit livid.
XFM 104.9. Yeah. Stand clear, Adam F. MOP. Mm. We all know whose dad Adam F. is.
Who was
no,
it
we all know who's Adam F's dad of. We all of know dads, do we?
Rick, can you keep filling? Because I've realised I've left my mobile phone on and the kind of calls I'm going to be getting on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I'll just keep it. Yeah, no, keep no, no, it's just... Oh, that was Adam F and MOP, stand clear. We all know Adam F's got a dad. Oh, done it again. Do you remember the trivia quiz?
I forgot it.
Whose dad is Adam F?
Elvin Stardust.
Yes, Shane Fenton, that's what the F must be for. You're back.
That's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to be, all the people that are calling you all the time.
Oh, the ladies.
Oh, God. Anyway, XFM 104.9.
Rick,
we're
going to
start now. We're
going
to start now. This is proper radio from now. Go. Go.
Oh, there's a lot of pressure on me now.
Yeah.
I'm going to muck it up. Rick, I know you're a big trivia fan. I know you're obsessed with trivia. And I thought to myself, well, how can I entertain Rick on Saturday?
Go on.
So I was wandering around on the web looking for, trivia, basically, that could entertain you. Yeah. And you're a big animal trivia
fan. I love
you?
Animal facts.
There's not much that you don't know about animals.
Oh.
But here's
you're
something.
You're gonna catch me out now, aren't you?
No, well, I don't know. Here's one. I don't know if you've heard this one before. Ants never sleep.
No, I know. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
And,
it's easy for you to say that.
And they've got alcohol in their blood, so they don't freeze and winter without. And that's why you never see a lazy ant. It's always working.
Mm.
It's drunk, but it's always
working. They never sleep, but they do take a lot of fag breaks.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I think it's because they can't sleep because it's like noisy neighbours. There's about a million of them living sometimes in a room.
Mm.
And they just, it must be very... But you see them carrying a leaf and they see someone else and they go, do you want a hand with that? And they go, don't be silly, you're carrying some at 8 times your body weight as it is. Mm. As well, you know, I've got another pair of hands free.
Yeah.
Give you a hand. Yeah, they're great.
No, they're incredible. They're incredible.
Yeah, I knew that one next.
Okay, well, right, this is one I'm throwing right at you as well, Carl. There's only one bird that has a penis?
It's not a joke.
No, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. This is a genuine trivia question.
I'd say... Oh. I'll say... I think I've seen one on this. Is it an ostrich?
Right, you're going for ostrich, Carl?
I'll go for ostrich as well.
Right. Did you come up with that yourself, or...?
Yeah, I was going to say that before you said it.
Well, guys, you went for ostrich.
Chicken?
You're both wrong. It's actually the swan.
The large chicken.
Yeah.
What? That's a bit worrying, then, because I thought I saw an ostrich penis, so what was I looking at?
I don't know, were you just examining it closely at the zoo? What were
no,
you?
I was just...
It was probably a strap-on.
It was probably two leather ostriches giving each other one.
Exactly.
And I just... And that's how that can influence people. Things like that. Dirty, filthy leather ostriches can...
Confuse a child if he's at the zoo and he doesn't know.
A swan's got on... That's really annoying. I'd never give a swan a knob.
Mm.
It's a little, it's the little puffiest of all
birds. It is the
puffiest
of all birds.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I want protected by the queen. Mm. But I need a knob. I'd give... If I had to give a knob to any bird,
Good question.
No,
I wish I'd posed that myself. If you could give a knob to any bird, what would it be? Phone in.
Vulture.
Of course a vulture.
That, yeah. They need a
big, veiny bang stick.
Yeah.
What about yourself, Carl, if you could give a knob to any bird? And don't make it rude, or if I could give a knob to any bird,
what
I'd make
bird
it that.
What bird do you suit with up? It's got to be a bird of prey or something like that, hasn't it?
Cool.
Just a robin, really.
That would be amazing.
That would be
Christmas
huge.
Cards would be like.
But it's a normal human sized knob on a robin. That'd be great, wouldn't it? And the other thing annoying about this is ironic, right? Now, the male of all bird species are usually they're called a cock.
Yes.
Right. But the only bird with a cock.
Yeah.
Right, is called a cob.
Is that what a swan's called?
Yeah, they're cob and pen. They're not cock and hen.
That's annoying.
And he's got a. He isn't a cock, but he's got a cock.
Yeah. Yeah. Quick query there, Rick.
Go on.
When you said then cock,
yeah.
Presumably you meant male bird
yeah.
The first time you said it.
Yeah.
The second time you said it, you said cock. Do you mean the penis?
Well, you're showing off the whole farce of radio broadcasting.
Because you're not really allowed to say cock.
No, exactly. No. One cock would cause great offence.
Yeah.
The other cock's fine.
Exactly.
It's weird, isn't it?
It is strange. It is strange. So, I mean, if I said now to you, you know, I like cocks.
Yeah.
Meaning birds.
Yeah, that's
that'd
fine.
Be fine.
Yeah.
But if I meant penises, it would be a problem.
If you like cocks, it was penis. Yeah, yeah, right. That would be...
Carl,
yeah.
Do you like cocks? Do you like cocks?
No.
Right, okay, that's fine, that's fine. I was asking if you like
cocks. I like, you know...
Yeah. I'm a big fan of, tits.
The small birds that come down and peck at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like tits and cocks. There's nothing...
Tits and cocks.
Carl, don't worry. There's nothing wrong with saying tits and cocks.
When I said tits, I meant the little birds.
Yeah,
and when I said cocks, I mean the big birds.
Yeah. Do you know, when,
Go on.
No, it's just that, it's when you're talking about tits.
Yeah.
You know, at the milk. I like the fact they flutter away when they hear the milkman coming.
Oh, come on.
So when, What are you talking about? No, when the milkman's coming, when he's walking up the block.
Ash, and Sometimes, lovely song. Got to apologise to our producer there, because he was worried about... There was nothing wrong with it. It's just like saying, you like watching birds in the garden.
It's just that I think you're better than that.
I know. It's cheap, isn't it, to say,
I like tits.
Yeah, I like cocks. So, we're a bit more literary now. One of my favourite things is Fanny by Gaslight.
Really? That's interesting. I'm a big fan of Moby Dick.
The book, Moby Dick. Not the medical condition. There's
No, it's
the big, horrible thing that used to swallow semen.
Yeah.
Now, in the winter,
yeah,
Steve,
go on.
There's nothing I like more than to keep my hands warm in a muff.
No, sure. You mean those kind of furry things that sort of classy-looking ladies?
Yeah, posh ladies often put their hands. You know when you go have a nice like a party and they're leaving,
a winter party,
and you might take the wrong hat or something. There's nothing I like more than to see two posh women with their hands in each other's muffs.
Oh, that's always a
funny. And they're going, oh, this must be yours.
Yeah, that is always funny.
Yeah.
That's always funny.
Yeah. But, seriously, no, I'll stop this, you're right, I've got a degree.
I just remembered that my favourite Beatles song is Come Together.
Yeah. Now, we're gonna stop this now, Carl, because it's childish. You're right, I've got a philosophy degree, for Christ's sake, and it's about time.
Who's your favourite philosopher? Do you mind me asking?
Well, I would tell you, except when I ever talk about it, I go into a Cockney accent.
Really?
So it can be like, my favourite philosopher, I like a bit of Kant.
Right. Is that Immanuel Kant, the philosopher?
Yeah.
That's strange.
Yeah.
That's strange. What's his name again?
Kant.
Oh, yeah. That can be weird. Can be strange.
Look at Carl's face.
Look at his face.
Look at his face.
Join in, Carl. Undo your trousers. Just
we'd be like
out.
Stan Boardman when he
out.
Told the Fokker joke.
Yeah,
we won't do local radio again for 10 years. Ian Brown, Dolphins Were Monkeys.
Yep.
Before that, don't know what that was. I'm still pissed off that Swans have got Cox.
Yeah.
It's a waste. It's a waste of a knob with a
I know
Swan.
What you mean. I know what you
they're
mean.
Not, they don't know what they're doing with it half the time. Now we've got some great. Do you remember? We're stopped all the silly innuendos now. But do you remember?
I think it's because they've got a long neck, and to balance them properly in the water.
A counterbalance.
What are those things that boats have underneath?
A rudder.
No.
No. Yeah. You know
what I mean?
The
like
keel. Yeah. The big.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It might be. He might be right. Yeah.
Balance.
What about? But ducks would need one as well, wouldn't they?
Ducks don't.
Because they've got short necks.
Oh, I see what you mean. It's the necks. Yeah.
So hold on. So do you think that's so long necks, long knob?
Don't look at me, Gervais.
That's Steve.
I know. No. Sandy Tosfeg's got a tiny cock, hasn't she?
But she has got one, which is interesting.
That's libelous. Yeah. I just like to say now that Sandy Tosfeg has never had a knob.
No, she's not.
But you're not lying about the neck.
No, she's got a little
yeah,
neck.
A tiny
that's
little
fine.
Neck,
that's clear for all to see. I just remember a bloke I saw one Opportunity Knox once.
Opportunity Knox?
Yeah. It was a pianist. Well, it's true. And his name was Wayne King. Do you like Wayne King?
Carl, what's your opinion on Wayne King?
I don't know his work.
You're not a fan of his work? Okay. No, that's fine. Carl, we asked your opinion, mate, and you've given it, and that's all we can ask for.
Oh. No opinion on Wayne King.
If you're a fan of Wayne King at home, please get in touch. The email address I had, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. What was the number again? 08700 800 1234. You know, if you like Wayne King or if, you know.
No!
What are you talking about? We're asking someone's music opinion. It's a music station. What?
You're going to be like this all day.
let's
talk about you and your girlfriends again. I think people enjoy that more.
Oh!
Wow,
you are grumpy. Why are you grumpy? You're all grumpy because you've been load. Come on, tell us.
I think I've got SAD.
What's that mean?
That thing when it's
Sade.
You know, when it's dark outside and you feel depressed.
Oh yeah.
I think I've got that.
But you're from Manchester, aren't you? Isn't it like pitch black there all the time? isn't it like which country is it? Is it Iceland where it's like dark
yeah.
all year?
The land of the mole people.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I was telling Steve before. In fact, I'm not going to bore you with it. Go on. What were we saying about Wayne
King? Well, you bored me with it earlier. Can't you bore him with
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's only fair. What were we saying about what?
Wayne King.
Did you oh, Carl, play a record.
Oh, that's a disgusting,
disgusting,
Carl. You're a pervert. Yeah,
yeah. Hello. This Christmas, help a London breakfast show. For every 100 new listeners this month, we'll save one of Santa's reindeer from having his hooves chopped off and boiled down into glue or, you know, turned into an ashtray or something. Please tune in, save a reindeer, and enjoy a variety of music like REM, U2, Turing Breaks, Roots Maneuver, Andrew WK. And make sure the tiny orphans get a proper Christmas this year. Or do you think that's all right, you sick pervert?
Liquido, play some rock. That's what we're doing, Steve.
We are indeed.
Before that, Weezer, Island in the Sun.
Can I just ask Carl a quick question?
Yeah, why does he swear so much on radio? No.
No. Carl, did you see that film last night, Gaylord Say No?
Yes.
Oh.
What were you watching that for?
Yeah. Weirdo. Oh, you're always going to lose with that one. Rick, did you see that film last night, Gaylord Say No?
No.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're a Gaylord.
Oh.
That is actually the official way of finding out if someone's gay.
That's how Oscar Wilde got caught.
That's exactly how he got caught.
Yeah, they went, yeah. Well, we got no evidence that you are homosexual. Anyway, cheers, my lad. Oh, before you go, Oscar, see that film last night? Gaylord Say No.
No.
No, take him away.
Yeah.
Take him.
Take that bender downstairs.
Take him out of my sight.
That is how they got him.
Yeah.
That's the official way.
Yeah.
Children in Need last night, Rick.
Oh. I was watched a bit of it.
Did you watch any of it, Carl?
I was.
It's awful.
It is pretty bad.
It's the worst thing ever. I mean, it just. I've said this before. The thing about Cunanini, it makes the whole country and BBC One for one day into just one big school fate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's so pathetic. The entertainment is ill thought out. It's just boring.
I'd prefer it if they just made everyone pay £1.
That'd be fine, yeah.
And they make more money and we wouldn't have to sit through it.
Just add it to the licence.
But surely that's, yeah, exactly. Surely that's just a taxation that we should, you know.
But that's
as
fine.
Opposed to going through this nonsense of seeing people from West End musicals who aren't selling come out and do a song.
Mm. Yeah, of course.
God.
But it's just that they may as well, because I know there was Terry Wogan at one point going around the audience with a bucket, just rallying it, getting all people members of the audience to put loose change in a bucket. I was, is this national television?
Yeah.
And I'm watching, they've already had to sit through 3 hours of rubbish. Now you're making them pay for it.
Does he get paid?
I don't know if he's done it for charity. I know, you know, there's a lot of people who go on there, though. All the pop acts that go on there, they're all plugging a new single.
Of course, but that's...
It's like, well, it's this mask of sort of this charade of charity, but they're all plugging a single.
Yeah.
It's just pathetic. It's utterly pathetic. They may as well bring on a big tombola, you know, and guess how many kind of pennies are in the jar.
How did Pudsey lose his eye as well?
Well, you get another one out if you're not careful. And, I watched it quite late, because we just had it on in the corner, we were chatting and stuff. And, about 1 o'clock in the morning, okay, they'd been promising this for ages. It was a couple of sort of Hollyoaks stars or something, or male stars, were going to be part of a male striptease. Full Monty type thing.
I turned that off.
Yeah.
I didn't want to watch that, Steve.
Do you notice the way you said it'd been promised it for ages? It was like 1 in the morning. Almost
Carl's
like you've been staying up.
Yes, well, Carl's
you've got
the
measure of me, Carl.
That's a bit weird. Steve.
Yeah.
Did you see that film last night, Gaylord Taylor? No, but the point was, like, the thing about the, are you a Gaylord tied to a tree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you are, then.
There you are. Oh,
that's
a
piece of evidence.
Really done me.
But no, seriously, so they bring on these, this male stripper kind of gang come on, like, you know, firemen or whatever, and they come on, and they're like, cut to the audience, and there was one woman just putting her glasses on. Like, about a 4-year-old woman. It was like, it was 1 in the morning, she'd fallen asleep, and her friend must have gone, Agnes, quick, put your glasses on, wake up, they're getting their cocks out. And I mean cocks.
Yeah,
and they did this striptease, right? They did this striptease, and I have to swear, right? They went right down to their underwear. They had these kind of, and they were just flashing their arses. They just, it was, and I was thinking, this is for kiddies, and it was obscene. It was utterly obscene.
Not
I was
1 in the morning. It's not.
What are you talking about? It was appalling. It's
the charity is.
No, but it was just, it was offensive. I was offended by it. It was the BBC, it was charity, and there were blokes with their todgers almost out.
Yeah, but it's post-watershed. You can have any event and give it to anything, can't you?
No, that's not right. It's for children. Because a lot of children will stay up and watch that. Their parents will go, yeah, it's fine, you know, you can stay up and watch Children in Need. That's for kids.
Yeah, but then arses aren't, you know.
It was, but it wasn't just arses. They gave the impression they were fully nude. I mean, thankfully, they weren't. I made a close inspection. But it was obscene.
Hey, yeah, me and Carl's looking at each other.
Yeah, you're looking at each other. gazing into each other's eyes.
Just for 1 week only, we're back at score, okay? There's innuendos. We laugh when we say the word bender, cock, tits meaning birds.
Carl and Ricky sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Rick, have you been enjoying Bubba Sparks' current hit, Ugly? You're ugly. Oh, I'm ugly. Ugly. A song which means nothing to me, actually. I can't relate to it at all.
I have.
What do you make of Bubba?
I like Bubba.
He's a sort of down south kind of rapper.
I know where this is going. I bet you've got a little bit of Bubba in your hip-hop challenge.
Well, we did have the hip-hop challenge a couple of weeks ago, but I lost. So basically, we're just playing a favourite hip-hop track of ours, aren't we, each week? And this is my selection. It's from Bubba's current album. It's not the hit, Ugly. It's the album's actually called Dark Days, Bright Nights, and I believe this song presumably comes from that title, because it's called Dark Days, Bright Nights. Enjoy it, Rick.
I will.
You deserve an explanation for the hell that you endured while helping me reach my destination. In this effort to bless the nation, I might have did more harm than good, but I always showed you heart. That sets my blood apart from wood. Man, I love the darkest hood, but also the brightest suburb. To think I'm gonna despise the folks just cause I'm broken white is absurd. I'm told be tight, you get hurt, but I don't hear my vinyl spinning. Yeah, we found some distribution, but bet the grind is just beginning. Cause these bright nights still lead to dark days and vice versa. Even if Greg Street don't play it, I guarantee you a nice purchase. Frankly, I'm quite certain that I'm the livest out there making love to the truth inside their vocal booth without care. I won't even talk about stabs from angry alleged rappers, cause every time they get confronted, they try to give you head, then dab you. This one really don't need a hook, but Shannon say it might be a single, so I devote this to my life so much more than the catchy jingle.
Dark days, bright nights.
For that outside of the bank, you know what Bubba's life is like.
Bright nights. There's a lot of folks that love others. Not because of any rap I wrote, they just see something above gutter. And though my pockets don't reflect that, it's the vision and they respect that. Love comes in the form of various drugs, I can't neglect that. So me and my folks get f***ed up like 6 nights out of 7. That's the bright light in our lives, like God shining right out of heaven. But at the conclusion of every session, I waste that dark day to expose the plight of my situation. No blow, no dough for big shows. Still they see we this close to reaching the promised land. So that leads to another bright night where all of us college grads being loved by the moms and dads that some of us wasn't blessed with. You think we all born with 2 loving parents and a treasure chest? I'm fortunate to have been loved by my paternal units, and I'm gonna make their son a winner. How bad it hurt, I'm doing it. Even if I was to ruin it, never would me and my heart part ways. We develop too strong a bond, watching bright nights turn to dark days.
Dark days, bright nights.
But the outside of the bank, you know what Bubba's life is like. Truly love me and hate to see me live this way.
Dark days, bright nights.
But when they say you can't live, most of them do it just out of spite.
Bright nights, dark days.
For every person without a voice, they got something they need to say. Yeah, it's true. I also get praise from the other side of the tracks. You know that dark days part of town where they intentionally hide the blacks. Ain't got no reply to that, except I'm sorry if I'm to blame. I try like hell to soothe your soul by planting the facts inside your brain. I never once lied to gain the acceptance of not one black dude. It's just Bubba that country. Smoking swag and eating snack food. Now every time they ask you why you live the way you choose to, say cause Bubba said you're right. The only one they love who knew you. That leaves you with no excuse to settle for what they offer. He tried to pay you them slave wages. Play that role and tell him no, sir. I probably won't even fault you if you dismiss me as the demon. Cause it's true, I am not you. My skin's the tone of piss and semen. But if we fight this evening, I assure you we both bleed red. And it'll take your whole slum and all their guns to leave me dead. Plus all that blood we shed won't do nothing but serve their purpose. So let's unite these dark days and bright nights. This is you nervous.
Dark days, bright nights.
For the outside of the bank, you know what Bubba's life is like.
Bright nights, dark days.
Yeah. Bubba Sparks, Dark Days, Bright Nights, title track of his current album. Rick, what do you make of
it? I love it. Do you enjoy it? It's great. It's hypnotic. It's, oh, the chorus. Is that a song? Is that, sounds like Stevie Wonder.
It does sound like Steve. I don't know. I haven't got the inlay sleeve to hand. I can't tell you.
Does anyone know? Maybe they could call in.
Rick, I'd love to give out the number. In fact, I will. 08700-800-1234-ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. Who is providing the chorus for Bubba Sparks' Dark Days, Bright Nights, 104.9 XFM?
Wow, from Bubba Sparks to Sparky Bubs. Those Sparky Bub boys, Suede.
Hey, slick.
Strokes, last night on XFM, 104.9 before that, Suede.
Absolutely.
Beautiful ones. Fella just phoned up and said you were talking about waterfowl before. The only bird with a penis is the swan. Mm-hmm. And he said it was worried him about the ugly duckling. They'll go about, oh, he turned into a swan, but ducklings, they're not called ducklings, they're called cygnets. I pointed out that the swan in question didn't understand, because right. He thought he was a duckling.
Yeah.
And that all the other ducks sort of laughed at him because he was all gangly and everything. But then he turned into a swan and he realised, oh, I was a swan all along.
Yeah, see? The ugly duckling story got me through so many bleak nights as a child.
You couldn't wait to one day turn into a swan.
Still waiting for it.
So you could have a knob, presumably.
So you could have a, yeah,
cool. Yeah, because, look, Carl, look, don't worry. This is a nice little, no one's going to complain about this. This is lovely,
kids
childish,
stuff.
Lovely little innuendo. There's nothing nasty or vicious. There's no
hate. Anyway, off air, you're a different kind of fish. You were trying to get us with the Gaylord's joke.
Yes, he was. And he tried to do this. This is, we'd done the Gaylord's. Do you see that film last night, Gaylord's? Now, Carl, trying to get his own back, went, did you watch Gaylord's last night? Brilliant.
It's got to be, did you see that film last night, Gaylord's Say No? And then you say no, and we all point and laugh.
Oh, is it, I was going to ask you, is it true he's leaving Friday? Robinson Crusoe.
Nice one. High five, Rick. Oh, he got you right. He got you the right one there. I don't know what that means, but he did.
Anyway. Yeah.
We're talking about children in need, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
And, Carl, what's wrong
he's
with
just
you?
Got it. He's just got it. He's just got it. Yeah.
We're talking about children in need earlier, and as I said, I'm not a fan of it. And this is a couple of years ago, I was working, and I had to drive up to Blackpool.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was Comic Relief night, it was a Friday night, and we were listening to all the different kind of BBC radio stations, because they all cover Comic Relief, they all sort of link up as one big
thing.
And I think this was maybe like sort of, I don't know, BBC Solihull or something. And they've always got like, they've got this one guy in the studio doing all the DJing, and there's some bloke who's sort of outside the BBC with some kids and whatever else, kind of doing a live link up. And the guy outside was Steve Baxter. I forget the name of the DJ inside.
I love the fact you remember this man's name.
Well, it's important because we're listening, and the guy in the studio, he's there and he's chatting away, and he's going, got a signed picture here of the Spice Girls. All the girls have signed that. So the highest bidder gets to win that, and you have that. And I seem to have run out of words. He just said, I seem to have run out of words. And we were like listening, right? Okay. And he just went, I seem to have run out of words. I wonder if Steve Baxter's got any for me. And Steve Baxter's just outside, like, obviously not ready, just going...
Didn't have any words either.
Yeah, no words.
Well, who's got all the words, then?
It was wordless.
I don't believe it. He's probably used up too many words in the first hour.
Exactly. He just used all the words up.
And he didn't want to repeat himself.
Exactly.
So he just thought, that's it.
It was a hideous blunder. So we were, we were enjoying that and the work of Steve Baxter. And we were driving along, and then we were driving, and we got stuck in this jam on the way up to Blackpool. And I saw this kind of white Mercedes, like, a couple of them. I thought, that looks quite swank, you know, and I'm swank. And I drove up, we were driving up behind it. And the number plate was something like, I can't remember exactly, but I think it was something like Orv 1. I'm thinking, interesting, Orv 1, you know. So we're driving alongside, who is driving? No, actually, it wasn't the driver. There was a guy driving it in the front seat, asleep.
Green Dock.
Keith Harris.
Really?
Keith Harris was there, Orville, as I recall, on the back seat.
Oh, no.
I couldn't believe it, yeah.
Was asleep or...
I think he was asleep.
Just knackered.
I didn't see Cuddles, the crazy monkey. I imagine he would have popped up at some point, just kind of annoying the driver's hair, just got, kind of crazy.
Yeah, you've got, I think Cuddles has to go in the boot.
He's got to go in the boot, because he caused havoc.
Yeah, and knowing Cuddles, he'd put his hands over the driver's eyes,
exactly,
around.
Causing all kinds of trouble.
But the thing is, he doesn't understand road safety, to be fair.
Well, he's a monkey.
Yeah.
A monkey, and he's got a lisp.
And not even a real one at that.
No.
Is it the thing what was about Orville is that argument raged for years between him and Harris. And Orville's right. He can't fly.
Yeah.
So I'm worried that Harris will lull him to full sense of security.
But you can fly.
Yeah, and then when Harris is out, Orville will climb onto a chair, onto a windowsill, basically think he can fly and just plummet.
Yeah.
To his death.
Just a quick point about Orville. I'm surprised he's still not potty trained. Because he's been wearing that nappy of his for years.
I know.
Because he can talk. He's mastered the power of speech.
Yeah.
Still crapping everywhere, I assume.
I assume so.
Flying around.
Yeah.
Mess.
And as we definitely know, he's a duck, so he hasn't got a cock.
He has not got a penis.
Penis, sorry. That was a mistake. There, I did say cock.
Did you mean penis, though?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have said that, Rick.
I'm really
you should
sorry.
Have pretended you meant bird.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
Oh, we're going to
put your
off,
put your fingers in your mouth like this, Carl. Right? Put it apart like that. Can I that? Now just say bucket and spade.
No, with your fingers in your mouth.
Put your fingers like and just say bucket and spade.
Bucket and spade.
No, don't do that.
Keep your fingers in your mouth when you say it.
Bucket.
Oh, Carl, play a record.
Oh, that's Carl.
Smashing Pumpkins, Untitled Mix FM 104.9. I just got to tell you something, Steve. Remember, at my birthday party, my girlfriend had bought me one of those, arcade games. You put money in a pub.
Oh, it's a quiz machine, though, isn't it?
Quiz machine, yeah, touch the screen. And we're all playing, but Steve, with his general film knowledge, people were getting, like, 100,000 points and getting through, right? Steve got something like 8 million.
Right, listen, I got the top score on a movie trivia quiz game, right? Who's the geek now?
Yeah.
All right, Carl? Hello.
No, but it was impossible. I tried it, and for, like... months after, I just thought, I've just got to knock him off the top. And I did it with all the other categories, and I was best at rock. I was best at rock. Let's say that. But by no means is, you know, the gap between a friend of mine and a friend of yours, Johnny Candon, the lovely Irish comedian, came round last night, had a couple of goes. He got something like 30 million.
That's mental.
He was
That's
just,
madness.
Yeah. In fact, you're right, because, Johnny bought this comic, right? He loves Doctor Who, and he bought this comic. And Steve, he left it there. And Steve got a post-it note on every page, wrote geek. Yeah. Johnny gets it home, reads it on the tube, and there's geek written everywhere on every page. That's the sort of vicious man Steve is. He can hand it out. Do you know what I mean? Imagine him calling you a geek. What must that feel like to be called a geek by Steve Merchant? What do you think, Carl?
Every week he has a go at me anyway.
What are you talking about a go at you? You're having a go at me every week.
For the last 3 weeks.
What?
You've been having a go at me.
I have not had a go. You've always had a go at me.
You've always said to me, what do I look like? And what do you expect me to do? Lie?
Oh, he's done you again, Steve!
No, I'm not getting into this.
He's done you again.
One lad called up before and said, oh, have a go at Steve again, these looks. And it's not like a game. I'm not like coming in here every week and wanting to make you look, you know, come across as an ugly bloke. I don't need to do that.
He's done you up.
I can't.
He's done you up.
Is this because of the Gaylord stuff?
No, it's
that you're having a go at me again.
Oh. It's just that you had a go at me before.
I didn't have a go at you at all. I was talking to Ricky. I haven't spoken a word to you.
In your eyes.
Is this why you're in an ugly mood? A bad mood, a generally grim mood? Is it because, like, you just think I'm going to have a go at you?
I don't know what it is. When I get here, you're all right. And then as soon as you come in here, you change.
I haven't done anything! What are you talking about? You're paranoid! I haven't said anything, mate. I'll tell you what
we need now is a song for the lovers. Oh, I want to tell you now.
Please.
This has been one of my favourite songs for about 20 years. It's by David Bowie. Now, David Bowie's had his phases, and I liked his glam stuff, and Tim Machine went off. You know, he's always sort of there on and off, right? But this song is off Space Oddity, and it's called Letter to Hermione, and I don't know why he stopped writing songs like this, because this is probably one of the most beautiful songs ever recorded, and I know Steve agrees with me on this.
I do indeed. Rick, can I just kiss and make up with Carl?
No, that is.
No, let me just give him a kiss.
Yeah, but it doesn't. Then next week it'll be the same again.
What
it doesn't mean anything.
It's
like saying sorry.
Lips. Oh, on the lips.
Go on. He's
Carl. Carl.
Get off it.
I've never. Carl has gone a absolute shade of purple, straining not to have merchants.
There's no point, Steve.
What? No.
There's no point.
No, just shake. Just shake and make up.
Shake what, Rick?
There you go. All friends, sit down. That's lovely. That's a lovely moment. It's XFM 104.9, and this is Letter to Hermione by David Bowie. It's beautiful.
The hand that wrote this letter sweeps the billow clean. So rest your head and read a treasured dream. I care for no one else but you. I tear my soul to cease the pain. I think maybe you feel the same. What can we do? I'm not quite sure what we're supposed to do. So I've been writing just for you. They say your life is going very well. They say you sparkle like a different girl. But something tells me that you hide. When all the world is warm and tired, you cry a little in the dark. Quite sure what you're supposed to say, but I can see it's not okay. He makes you laugh, he brings you out in style. He treats you well and makes you up real fine. He's strong for you. And when you kiss, it's something new. But did you ever call my name just by mistake? I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to do. So I'll just write some love to you.
Letter to Hermione by David Bowie. Wow. After that, I think he wrote The Laughing Gnome.
I know. It's just, the thing about David Bowie, I feel the same way. It's like, he's clearly a great, you know, rock musician, great, you know, great fun records. You know, I saw him at Glastonbury, absolutely fantastic entertainer. But his songs have never gripped me. They never got me at heart, you know.
Except that one.
Except that one. That's the first one I've ever heard of his, which really got me in the gut.
Yeah.
Amazing lyrics.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Carl, what were your thoughts?
It's all right.
Yeah, you're a poet, Carl. Play something else then.
Blair.
Carl.
Coffee and TV. Good to hear that one again.
Yes, good.
For that, Radiohead, True Love Waits. Well, Steve, it's time for my world-famous film review.
People love it.
Yeah.
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 How can I just ask, before you crack on with the film review, I notice you often do films that people have already seen.
Well, you see, that's what I mean. That's why I think your film review failed, because people didn't know what film you're talking about. They hadn't seen it.
Yes.
See, there was mine, I picked ones they've seen, sure.
A lot of people would say that the benefit of a film review was the fact that they hadn't seen it yet, so they were going to make up their minds based on that.
I don't know who'd say that.
I prefer Rickers.
Okay.
See?
All right, Carl. See, there you are again, being nasty to me.
No, he's got a choice.
All right, anyway, so my point is that how would you hope people would use your reviews, right?
However they want, okay. Really.
Okay.
So...
would you hope that they'd maybe seen the film but they hadn't yet made up their mind?
Whether they liked it or
whether
not.
Whether they liked it
well,
or
not. Well, this is, up to them. This is, you know, this is for everyone. It's easy.
So if someone say it's... because I think, was it, you did, one of your most famous ones, I think, was One for the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
Now, that came out, I think, in 1975.
Yeah.
So maybe some people saw it in 1975, haven't yet made up their mind as to what they thought of
it.
Yeah,
now this put them straight and what sure. to look for next time, maybe.
Okay.
Ready? Ricky Gervais film review.
Sure.
Review. Right? Chosen Rain Man.
Rain Man, okay. Now, this has been on TV quite a few times, and it was a multiple Oscar winner.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, okay. Right. Rain Man, it's got Tom Cruise in it,
yep.
And he's all right, he's normal, but he finds out he's got a brother who's a bit mad. Dustin Hoffman is doing it, right? And it's meant to be. He's all weird, but he's meant to be, so it's good acting. Now, he needs to keep his brother, but they don't want him to have a brother, and... he doesn't remember a lot, but he dropped him in the bath and burnt him when he was a little clumsy idiot. But then he finds out he can make a bit of money, so they get the same suits, and they go bet two for good, well, because he's got special powers, so he can know what the roulette. He wins that, and he drops some toothpicks, he knows how many there are. And he recognises the waitress, he's just read through the book. He's got all his football cards, don't put him out of order, don't go in the telephone box with him, he smells, and get him back in time for Jeopardy or watch it. Anyway, then they slap his head and get worried, Qantas don't crash, so he's got... all that, and in the end he doesn't, I don't think, but at least they've met each other.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, Rain Man, a film about autism, which is strangely appropriate, I think, when you're reviewing it.
Anyway.
What would you give it out of 10?
Oh, 9.
Okay. Thanks very much for that. Were you useful?
Mm.
Yeah? Have you seen the film before?
No, but no. I will now.
Okay, jolly good. Well, excellent.
New Order. 60 miles an hour on XFM 104.9. Well, quarter of an hour to go.
Yep.
You've still got your Song for the Ladies.
Song for the Ladies coming up. Time now, though, Rick, for Under the Covers. You've got me covered. Cover me bad. which is when we play a cover version of a well-known hit.
Just see the sort of effort that goes into the show.
It's a lot of work.
We've learned something. We've learned the only bird with a penis is the swan.
Swan.
We've had an interesting anecdote where he saw Orville.
I saw Orville.
Yeah.
Keith Harrison Orville.
We've had a film review, Rain Man.
Informative.
Award-winning, an award-winning film I reviewed
yes,
today.
Yes.
So...
that was an Oscar winner, Carl.
Ants. There's been things about ants.
Ants never sleep.
Yeah.
If you missed the beginning, you won't know that fact.
We've had various songs.
Music.
And that.
Beautiful.
So, carry on, Steve.
Cover Me Up. The White Stripes, everyone's raving about them, Rick.
Sure.
They are an exciting band. And this is their cover of the Dolly Parton classic, Jolene.
Love it already.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Stripes and their version of Jolene. What did you make of it, really?
I loved it. Loved it. Good. I want to ask Carl a question, though, because Carl, sometimes in awe of this newfangled world that we live in, what do you think of the scenario? What do you think is going on there? Because it's a bloke singing to a woman, begging her not to take his man. What do you think is going on there?
Say again.
Well, that's a bloke there, singing.
Yeah, to his wife, Jolene.
Right. Were you listening to the lyrics, or...?
You see, I got mixed up anyway. I thought it was about that one about the person who chucks himself off a bridge. So I was thinking more about that than listening to that one. So
right,
was,
listen.
Well, go on, it.
Right. Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Your flaming locks of auburn hair, even though you can, don't. He's all I've got. You're a beautiful woman. Don't take my man, because I can't compete with you, right?
Yeah.
What do you think's going on there, though? Because, you know, it's Dolly Parton singing it. We know what's going on. They're fighting over the same man, aren't we?
Yeah.
What do you think's going on when a bloke singing it to Jolene? What do you think of the scenario there?
That's one of them names, isn't it? That could be a bloke's name. It's like Leslie.
Oh, Christ. Okay, sorry, it was a...
I wish you'd not asked him that question. So exhausting.
I love him.
Do ants sleep, Carl? which bird's got a cock?
Swan.
Okay, nice one. Listen, I want to play that song for various people who've emailed and phoned in saying they want requests. We don't really play requests on the show, but we'd like to mention them anyway. Matt Barr, Magic Thighs. That's not Matt Barr's Magic Thighs. No. That's Matt Barr and Magic Thighs. Yeah. Kieran in Dublin, Stuart in Hackney, Lisa and Alison in Crouch End, and Glenn in Crystal Palace, who was phoning up with a nice message earlier. All of you, thanks for listening, and thanks for enjoying it. Sorry we didn't play your requests, but tune in next time. It'll be fun. Anyway, I just thought I wanted to say, really.
It is tragic.
What's tragic?
What did you want me to say about that song?
Just your opinion. Your own opinion was fine. In fact, your own opinion is better than anything I could really hope for. Without doubt. Whenever I ask you a question...
You constantly surprise us,
Yeah. It's wonderful. So only ever... Carry on telling the truth. Carry on saying exactly what's on your mind. And I think this could become a great...
You're like a man who was frozen in Victorian era and has been reawoken and he's kind of discovering the world. Some things make sense, other things don't. It's beautiful. It's
As really opposed nice. To one that was made in a castle in Victorian times like Steve.
Oh, that's just...
Oh, I've joined in with Carl.
I can't believe it. I'm
sorry.
On my side.
Yeah, no, it was irresistible though, wasn't it? I'm really sorry. Should we play a record? Right, I'm afraid that is about it from us.
Absolutely. I always leave the ladies with the song, Rick, as you know. And the song for the ladies this week, again, it comes from the free giveaway CD that comes with this excellent little magazine called Comes With A Smile. And there's always something interesting.
How are you spelling that?
I've played the Mull Historical Society before. This is a track. It says it's just a demo, which is, I don't know why. If they've been picked up, it's outrageous. They're called Sloan, and this is called Pretty Together. See you next time.
Goodbye.
After a while, well, the show